With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A growing number of people are starting to change their approach to how their land and environment is managed following the principles of permaculture. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on the design science and an event coming to the Northwoods to help people explore it.
As a homesteader and manager of the Northwoods Community Garden and Permaculture Training Center, Mike Hazel has incorporated permaculture in a lot of different ways.
Like in my homestead, I've got chickens, so my food scraps go to the chickens. The chicken outputs goes to the garden, which grows vegetables, and then that comes back to the house. So like a circular process like that is part of it. I'm growing like hops plants on the sunny side of my house to shade it in the summer, and then they come down in the winter. So then I have the sun in the winter when I want a little more heat.
Hazel describes permaculture as a way of designing your landscape to work with Mother Nature versus constantly trying to control her. That landscape is a broad definition. Your yard, your home, your community.
Using natural processes and our understanding of the natural world to work with us and help achieve good results for us and nature.
There can be a lot of benefits to this, having a smaller environmental impact or even a net positive impact on the environment. Hazel says it saved him money on things like less cooling costs and not having to buy fertilizer. People interested in incorporating some permaculture practices into their lives or expanding on some of the things they're already doing are invited to attend this year's Wisconsin Permaculture Convergence. It's being held at Holiday Acres Resort in Rhinelander this year. Over the 3 days in September, there'll be speakers, workshops, and live music.
A whole bunch of topics that will stretch your understanding in some ways that you hadn't thought of, or be, and it might be basic for you, but there'll be plenty of presentations going on that you can choose your own path.
Hazel is also helping organize some pre-convergence workshops in the week ahead of the main weekend. This includes lessons in harvesting and processing wild rice and visiting a local organic cranberry farm. Hazel encourages people to register sooner than later. The registration fee increases July 25th. We have a link to register and the full schedule of events at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin DNR wants families to be serious about ATV and UTV safety, with many children and teens riding the machines. Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw is the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, and he says there are some particular concerns with young riders.
You have the inexperience, you have the maybe driving too fast or operating a machine that's too big for them. That's another common thing. Children are getting hurt on private lands, farms, things like that. They're hopping on a machine that's basically built for an adult. And when that happens, they're not able to control it properly.
He says helmets are required for all riders under age 18. Anyone born after 1988 also needs to complete an ATV safety certification course. Parental supervision is strongly encouraged. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin. Data centers are expanding across the country to meet growing demand for artificial intelligence, including here in Wisconsin. As Harvest Public Media's Joe Schulch reports, that's raising concerns about energy demand and freshwater usage.
The rise of artificial intelligence is driving demand for data centers in states like Texas, Iowa, and Wisconsin. But those buildings need large amounts of power and water to operate. Some tech companies are using refrigerants to cool their data centers that don't require any water. Chalet Wren is an engineering professor at UC Riverside who has studied data centers. He says those techniques come with trade-offs.
You can use these refrigerants to eliminate the onsite water usage, but the problem is it's going to be increasing the energy consumption.
Environmental groups worry electric utilities will try to meet increased demand by burning more fossil fuels. They say that'll make it harder to address climate change. I'm Joe Schulz, Harvest Public Media.
Many people in Wisconsin rely on Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. An Eau Claire man is speaking out about how federal cuts to the programs could affect his life and his family's. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Oliver Wynn and his parents all live with disabilities. He says Medicaid has allowed him to have surgeries that have improved his quality of life to such a degree that he no longer needs a wheelchair. It also helps him pay for medication that would otherwise cost $5,000 a month. Wynn describes the forthcoming federal cuts to Medicaid and SNAP as terrifying.
It's going to change a lot of things for a lot of people, and I'm concerned for myself. I'm concerned for my family, my community. Everyone is going to be affected by this, and it's a very scary time to be living through.
It's estimated more than 276,000 people in Wisconsin could lose their Medicaid coverage, and another 90,000 risk losing their SNAP benefits over the next decade. One in eight people in Wisconsin depends on SNAP to help pay for groceries. Wynn is one of them. Although he currently works overnight shifts, he says he still needs SNAP to afford food for him and his child. Before he had Medicaid and SNAP, Wynn says his high medical debts meant he struggled to keep up with food and housing expenses, which led him to become homeless.
Because there's no way to balance trying to feed yourself, trying to pay off this debt, and still have access to healthcare and rent. It's impossible. And I wish that the people writing these bills and enacting these policies could get a taste of the life that they're creating for other people.
Along with federal cuts, the Trump administration is implementing stricter work requirements for these programs in an effort to curb what it calls welfare dependency. More than 45% of SNAP recipients in Wisconsin are in working families, and the majority of Medicaid recipients in the state are part of the workforce. Wynn says the rhetoric suggesting beneficiaries are lazy and unmotivated isn't based on reality.
We do and want to work. Almost everyone I know is on Medicaid. My friends, my family that are capable of working are the hardest workers I know because we have to work so hard to scrape out ends meet.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.